Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are clear today, with bright sunshine across major cities. Jerusalem enjoys a warm midday, while Tel Aviv sees a light breeze. Haifa and Be'er Sheva also share a pleasant afternoon, a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists were killed in the last 24 hours before a ceasefire with Lebanon, according to the IDF. This includes Alireza Abbas, a key Hezbollah commander. This comes from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, tensions rise in negotiations as Hamas accuses Israel of violations and secret operations. Hazem Qassem, a Hamas spokesman, claims Israel pushes disarmament as a priority. That's according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF debates a strong response to Hezbollah amid growing tensions. The political leadership seeks deterrence without escalation. Walla provides this report from earlier today. Separately, Democratic Representative David Scott of Georgia, known for his pro-Israel stance, has died at 80. The group Track AIPAC suggests a potential anti-Israel successor. This is reported by JNS from earlier today. And finally, we receive troubling news from Gaza. Hazem Qassem, a spokesman for Hamas, accuses Israel of prioritizing disarmament in negotiations, as reported by Israel Hayom. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former U.S. official Jennifer Gavito suggests Iran may exploit U.S. political pressures in the conflict. This insight comes from Al Arabiya English, posting earlier this hour. The Times of Israel reports the Mamdani administration will not adopt a codified anti-Semitism definition, according to a representative, sharing insights earlier today. Alireza Nader, an expert on Iran, notes that Iran's military capabilities exceed what the U.S. has publicly acknowledged. His remarks emerged earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire, the IDF reports significant losses for Hezbollah, including a senior commander. This follows intense clashes near Bint Jael. The Jerusalem Post highlights the strategic impact on Hezbollah's operations in southern Lebanon, which may affect regional stability. Turning to Gaza, Hamas spokesman Hazem Qassem alleges Israel's secret operations disrupt current talks. Israel Hayom highlights the disarmament issue as a sticking point, complicating peace efforts. This may delay any resolutions in the ongoing negotiations. Meanwhile, the IDF's internal debate on how to address Hezbollah's provocations continues, as Walla reports. Military leaders seek a balance between firm action and avoiding further conflict escalation. The decision could influence broader regional security dynamics. Finally, in the U.S., the passing of Rep. David Scott may shift political dynamics regarding Israel. JNS notes Track AIPAC's push for a replacement with opposing views. This could alter U.S.-Israel relations if the successor takes a different stance. Turning to business and markets. First, Shutterfly will shut down its operations in Israel, impacting 80 jobs. The Haifa Center closure is part of global restructuring. CTEC reported this earlier in the week. Separately, the dollar's decline strengthens the shekel, reducing import costs and curbing inflation. However, Israeli exporters face increased pressure. Israel Hayom Business discusses this from earlier in the week. And finally, Israel's F-35 jets have shown impressive performance in operations over Iran. Despite being U.S.-made, Israel uses them extensively in large-scale missions. This story comes from Globes, highlighting the aircraft's strategic value. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.